Hello, it's V, also known as Veronica, the voice behind Voices by Veronica, with a new audiobook sample for your ears. Each week, I give a bit of an update on what's happening in the studio, what's coming up, when I can talk about it, and new audiobook or podcast releases. We'll finish with a sample from a recently released audiobook and some highlights about the work. And here we go. It's the third full week of October 2021, first episode of this podcast. This idea has been bouncing around my brain for a while, but I finally sat down and got things together. This year has been my most successful one yet for audiobook narration, and I can point toward a new series I picked up this year as part of that success. Those who've followed me from podcasting into audiobooks know that I am a sucker for a dynamic cast and a great adventure. Add in a healthy dose of science and space opera, and it's almost better than that perfect cup of coffee. Almost. This week's sample is from Skyship Thrive, book one of the Thrive Colony Adventures by Ginger Booth. You can visit gingerbooth.com to learn more about the series and Ginger's other work. And now, a sample from Skyship Thrive by Ginger Booth. Sass pressed the cargo ramp button. The breeze hit them as the ramp extended again, her roomy suit flapping around her. She wouldn't have missed this for the world. Nothing stood between her and the enormous gas giant. The thin air shouldn't make much difference, but it did. The gas giant was clearer, brighter, as though she could reach out and touch it. Sass shot Cassidy a thumbs up. Your show now. Damn, this is too cool, Cassidy replied. Give me a couple minutes to deploy my cameras and talk to my fans. Her drone spheres rose to take station, to either side and directly ahead for a close-up. She turned her blazing grin on. Broadcasting now. Hey fans, this is Cassidy Yang, speaking to you from the tippy top of an ozone spire. I won't tell you which one. Right ahead of me is a full gas pono on this brisk and gorgeous glow. Aren't you glad you subscribed to my live cast now, huh? She continued in that vein. Sass almost wished the cameras weren't recording, so she could creep out the gangplank and gaze down. But they'd agreed she wouldn't appear on screen. She craned her neck to peer out the side crack. The moon's horizon felt unnervingly close. From this height, she should see 75 kilometers. A single dark green settlement intersected her sliver of view, lonely against the gas-lit empty regolith, the original rock and moon dust of Mahina. Cassidy subtly shooed her into the corner. Sass complied and lost her glimpse of the surface. But at this height, she saw a star, or maybe a moonlet, glimmering to the right. She never saw stars from the ground on glow. Now I'm approaching the edge, fans. Oh my, that's a long way down. I see Newark York, Albany, and Hutchins. I'm waving at you. That ghost town off to the left is Petty Creek. Wow, this air is crystal clear. Gang, my heart is thudding a mile a minute. This is going to be great. Okay, I'm unclamping my safety line. Now. And 10. 9. 8. Can you stand it? 6. 5. I have backup safety measures, but nothing is sure but death and taxes. 3. 2. 1. Jump! At Mahina normal 1/6 gravity, Cassidy bounded upward in a graceful arc, reminding Sass of a slow-motion replay of a diver off the high board. The stunt woman flattened as she disappeared below the ramp, her trio of cameras keeping pace. Sass quickly hauled Cassidy's safety line in and punched the ramp retract button. Gauntleted finger poised over the next button and stabbed it as soon as the ramp sealed. Rive began maneuvering at once. Outside the ship's interior gravity field, Sass swayed and held tight to the grab bar. She fidgeted with her D-ring and listened to Cassidy's steady patter.
Come on!
She wished she'd stayed inside to watch the show. But she couldn't regret coming out to offer Cassidy emotional support. The young nut job probably didn't need it, but you never knew. Sass smiled to think she might have added some courage. And the red wait light kept blinking. The lock wouldn't open.
If you liked that sample and want more, Skyship Thrive is available from Audible, Amazon, and iTunes. There are 3 more audiobooks in the series, so there is plenty of story for you to enjoy. Take care, and I'll be back next week with another sample and news for your ears.
This podcast is presented by Voices by Veronica and features samples of audiobooks available via audible.com. Music is Life of Riley by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. For show notes and links to the titles featured in the podcast, visit voicesbyveronica.com. And, as always, thank you for listening.